Ciao! Welcome to the New Beginner episode. It's been a while since I posted. Today, we're learning how to talk to your partner in Serbian. Before we start, make sure to visit our website, www.serbianlanguagelessons.com, where you can book a free trial lesson. Soon, there will be an online self-paced video course for beginners, so make sure to subscribe to our newsletter to be the first one to get access to it. You can follow our Instagram page as well, Learn Serbian or Serbian Language Network. So, let's start with this episode. A lot of my students are learning Serbian because of their partner. You know someone really loves you when they have the patience and when they put in effort to learn such a complex language. That really tells you something about love. Probably a lot of you already know some basic phrases and sentences. Let's take a look at some useful verbs. These verbs will be given in infinitive and then first-person present tense form. Voleti, volim, to love. Sviđati se, sviđam se, to like. Nedostajati, nedostajem, to miss. Poljubiti, poljubim, to kiss. Zagrliti, zagrlim, to hug. Maziti se, mazim se, to cuddle. Obožavati, obožavam, to adore. Zaprositi, zaprosim, to propose. Raskinuti, raskinem, to break up. Smuvati se, smuvam se, to hook up. Muvati, muvam, or flertovati, flertujem, is to flirt. Svađati se, svađam se, to argue. These verbs can be used to make a lot of different sentences. Remember, verbs are the most important vocabulary, since they carry a lot or the most of the information in the sentence. The verbs in Serbian are given in infinitive and first-person present tense. You can use infinitive, the form that ends on T, to construct past or future tense, and you can use first-person present tense, the one that ends on M, to continue constructing other person. Now, let's take a look at some nouns and adjectives. Dečko, or momak, is boyfriend. Devojka, cura, girlfriend. Muž, husband. Žena, wife. Verenik, fiance, male. Verenica, fiance, female. Bivši, or bivša, ex. This behaves as an adjective. It can be in masculine or feminine. Ljubav, love. Zaljubljen, in love. Veza, relationship. Par, couple. Raskid, breakup. Buket, bouquet. Cveće, flowers. Poklon, present, or gift. Godišnjica, anniversary. Zagrljaj, hug. Poljubac, kiss. Ljubav, love. Sastanak, date. Dan zaljubljenih, Valentine's Day. Romantičan, romantic. Sladak or slatka, cute, also as an adjective. Using these nouns and verbs, we can make short sentences and phrases. Let's take a look at the most frequent ones. Volim te, I love you. I ja tebe volim, I love you too. Sviđaš mi se, I like you. I ti se meni sviđaš, I like you too. Zagrli me, hug me. Poljubi me, kiss me. Daj mi ruku, give me your hand. Nedostaješ mi, I miss you. Da li me voliš, do you love me? Da li hoćeš da izađeš sa mnom, do you want to go out with me? Da li hoćeš da idemo na kafu, do you wanna go out for coffee? Da li hoćeš da te otpratim kući? Do you want me to walk you home? And the last one, srećna godišnjica. Happy anniversary. You can pause this podcast or go back and repeat these phrases to practice. There is a high probability you already heard the most of these phrases and sentences. In our course, you can learn all different elements of grammar that is included here. We have some more advanced stuff, for example, a sentence with a logical subject in grammatical case of dative, sviđaš mi se. When learning a language, you should focus on using the grammar productively. Learn how to use grammar as a tool in making your own sentences. For the final part here, let's take a look at the short text. Srećna godišnica. Srećna nam godišnica, ljubavi. Volim te najviše na svetu. I ja tebe volim, zauvek. Ne mogu da verujem da je već prošlo 10 godina. Da, hvala ti za cveće, baš je lepo. Nema na čemu, poljubi me. Nedostajao si mi, da li hoćeš da idemo u restoran večeras? Da, možemo da imamo romantičnu večeru. Može, idemo na sastanak večeras. Posle možemo da gledamo film i pijemo vino. Zvuči super. Daj mi tvoju ruku. You can find the translation in the transcript on the website. There it is. Try making your own sentences. Use nouns, adjectives, and verbs from previous episodes, and all material from the website and in our course. Try using them with your partner. There is never enough of volim te, is there? Here are some useful nicknames for your partner in Serbian. Ljubavi, which means love. Dušo, which means honey, with a literal translation that means soul. Srećo, literal translation means happiness. Bebo, baby or babe. Kuco, papi. Maco, kitty. Medo, teddy bear. Srce, heart. Zlato, gold. Of course, these words in English would be used with possessive pronoun my, my love, my honey. In Serbian, you don't have to use possessive pronouns. Now you're all set to express all your love for your partner in Serbian language. Let them know how much you love them in their native language. If you want to communicate more with your partner, try one of our courses. You can find them on our website, www.serbianlanguagelessons.com, or on our Instagram page, Learn Serbian. Remember, soon there will be a beginner online video course available for purchasing on our website. That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed. Srećan dan zaljubljenih. Ciao!